This is the Blockbuster News Network One podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. First today, according to Associated Press, Maryland Representative Elijah E. Cummings, a sharecropper son who rose to become the powerful chairman of a U.S. House committee that investigated President Donald Trump, died early Thursday of complications from long-standing health issues, his office said. He was 68. Cummings was a formidable orator who passionately advocated for the poor in his black majority district, which encompasses a large portion of Baltimore, as well as more well-to-do suburbs. Cummings's long career spanned decades in Maryland politics. He rose through the ranks of the Maryland House of Delegates before winning his congressional seat in a special election in 1996 to replace former Representative Koisi Fumi, who left the seat to lead the NAACP. Throughout his career, Cummings used his fiery voice to highlight the struggles and needs of inner-city residents. He was a firm believer in some much-debated approaches to help the poor and addicted, such as needle exchange programs as a way to reduce the spread of AIDS. A key figure in the Trump impeachment inquiry, Cummings had been hoping to return to Congress after a medical procedure he said would only keep him away for a week. His statement then did not detail the procedure. He had previously been treated for heart and knee issues. His constituents began mourning shortly after his death at 2:45 a.m. Thursday at Johns Hopkins Hospital. In a statement, his widow, Maya Wakimore Cummings, chairwoman of Maryland's Democratic Party, said, "Congressman Cummings was an honorable man who proudly served his district and the nation with dignity, integrity, compassion, and humility. He worked until his last breath because he believed our democracy was the highest and best expression of our collective humanity, and that our nation's diversity was our promise, not our problem." Second today, according to NBC5 DFW, T.D. Jakes will deliver the eulogy for Tatiana Jefferson on Saturday, and former Dallas Mavericks player Harrison Barnes is picking up the tab for her funeral, the church says. Jefferson is the Fort Worth woman who was fatally shot in her own home last Saturday as a police officer investigated an open structure call at her home. The officer who shot Jefferson, Aaron Dean, resigned and was later arrested on a murder charge. Jefferson's funeral will be held at the Potter's House of Dallas at 2 p.m. Saturday. Jakes will deliver the eulogy, and Reverend Al Sharpton is expected to give special remarks. NBC5 has learned that former Dallas Mavericks forward Harrison Barnes, who is now with the Sacramento Kings, made arrangements to cover the financial cost of the funeral on Wednesday. While her heartbreaking and untimely death has captured the nation's attention, the funeral will pay tribute to her life as a loving daughter, sister, and aunt, the church said in a news release. The funeral is open to the public, and organizers said anyone who wishes to pay their respects is welcome to attend. Third today, according to Daily Mail, Alabama authorities have raised the reward for information pertaining to the whereabouts of a 3-year-old girl who was abducted from a birthday party last week. The Birmingham Police Department said on Facebook that Crime Stoppers was offering a $20,000 reward for information related to Camille Cupcake McKinney's whereabouts. Police Chief Patrick Smith made a public plea for Cupcake's return on Wednesday, asking that she be returned and not placed in any unnecessary harm. "If you know where Camille is, if you have her and you're not sure what to do, I want to just talk to you for a second," Smith said during the conference. "I want to give you safe passage. Please bring her to one of our fire stations, police stations, a hospital. If you don't know what to do or where to go and you're frightened, we're here to help you. Our goal is to reunite this 3-year-old baby with her family. I'm asking you now, if you know where Camille is, that you contact us, that she please bring her to a safe location and we will follow up from there. Anyone with information to call the Birmingham Police Department tip line at 205-297-8413 or Crime Stoppers at 205-254-7777. Fourth today, according to Associated Press, the US and Turkey agreed Thursday to a 5-day ceasefire in the Turks' attacks on Kurdish fighters in northern Syria to allow the Kurds to withdraw to roughly 20 miles away from the Turkish border. The arrangement appeared to be a significant embrace of Turkey's position in the week-long conflict. After more than 4 hours of negotiations with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said the purpose of his high-level mission was to end the bloodshed caused by Turkey's invasion of Syria. He remained silent on whether the agreement amounted to a second abandonment of America's former Kurdish allies in the fight against the Islamic State. Turkish troops and Turkish-backed Syrian fighters launched their offensive against Kurdish forces in northern Syria a week ago, 2 days after President Trump suddenly announced he was withdrawing the U.S. from the area. Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo lauded the deal as a significant achievement, and Trump declared it a great day for civilization. Fifth today, according to Daily Mail, boxer Patrick Day has died after suffering serious brain injuries in his defeat against Charles Conwell in Chicago on Saturday. The American, age 27, had been in a coma after being knocked out in the 10th round of his super welterweight clash on an Eddie Horn court. He passed away on Wednesday evening. Horn tweeted, "Devastated to hear the news of the passing of Patrick Day. I met him for the first time last Thursday. What a charming young man with a dream and a smile that lit up the room. Our deepest prayers are with his family, his trainer Joe Higgins, Charles Conwell, and promoter Lou DiBella." A statement from promoter Lou DiBella read, "It becomes very difficult to explain away or justify the dangers of boxing at a time like this. This is not a time where edicts or pronouncements are appropriate or the answers are readily available. It is, however, a time for a call to action. While we don't have the answers, we certainly know many of the questions, have the means to answer them, and have the opportunity to respond responsibly and accordingly, and make boxing safer for all who participate. This is a way we can honor the legacy of Patrick Day." Sixth today, according to Baptist and Reflector, Hope Fellowship Knoxville started in 2016 as a church plant from Shoreline Church Knoxville, with a vision to be a Christ-centered, multi-ethnic, and generational church, saved by Jesus and changed by Jesus, according to Dominic Lee, pastor of Hope Fellowship. At the same time, Center Point Church Knoxville was making the difficult decision to die with dignity, said Pastor Jim Millerwans. "One of the ways I believe many churches can die with dignity is to go ahead and transfer their property and their assets to a young, vibrant church that can come in and really fulfill the Great Commission," Millerwans said. For Center Point, that young church was Hope Fellowship. Center Point sold its 40,000 square foot building worth $4 million to Hope Fellowship for only $1, said Lee in an interview with KnoxTNToday.com. Lee is excited about the permanent location for the church. "This location is sitting right off of downtown. If you go north, you're right in the more affluent area. If you go south, you're in a more impoverished area. So we sit right in the middle of that," he said. "We were excited about being able to love and encourage those from both walks of life, to see them know Christ." Seventh today, according to Shaw Media Group, if the Gospel Music Association were to add a hip-hop label of the year category, Leech Records, the recording home of Laquay, Andy Mineo, Garfi, 1K Few, KB, Tadashi, Trip Lee, What Up, OG, and Wande would be a top contender. At the 50th annual DMA Duff Awards, taped in Nashville on October 15th, Leech Records won 2 Duff Awards. Rap Hip Hop Album of the Year for Laquay's Let the Trap Say Amen collaborative studio album with Atlanta producer Zaytoven, and Rap Hip Hop Recorded Song of the Year for Garfi's Fight For Me single featuring Laquay. Leech Records artists also swept through the nominations with Andy Mineo's None of My Business, Laquay and Zaytoven's Get Back White vying for Rap Hip Hop Recorded Song of the Year, and Andy Mineo's The Sword, Garfi's Panorama, Tadashi's Nephil Fold, who were also nominated in the Rap Hip Hop Album of the Year categories. Laquay performed Get Back White at the GMAs, and after receiving the Album of the Year award, posted on his Instagram, thanking all the supporters who believed in me and at Zaytoven Beats, building bridges. The 50th annual GMA Duff Awards were held live on October 15th in Nashville, Tennessee, and will air exclusively on TBN October 20th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time. You can read these stories and more at blackchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you do not know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.